Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 099, the last in the two significant digit category of the Caffeination here. Hopefully everybody's having a good week, or weekend, rather. I'm thrown off just a little bit because I had to go into work today for a couple hours to cover somebody who quit on Friday. Not a big problem, just one of those things kind of gets under your skin a little bit when it actually happens. But, alright, so we have a great show lined up for you today. Whole bunch of new things we're trying out here, and we're still working on getting a co-host. If it's another person on the from another podcast or something like that in for the next show, or we're trying to work something out. We'll see if it actually happens or not. Hopefully everything will work out for the 100th show. Unlike some other podcasts out there, we're not going to throw a big blowout, basically because I don't know. I don't know why, but for some reason, 100 episodes is like an unbelievable milestone for me, but it's like I don't necessarily want to celebrate it as much as some of the other people do, because after they celebrate it, it's like, okay, now what's next? You look forward to the next milestone. What I look forward to every week is trying to bring you new and original content each and every show. So I hope that you take somewhat of that opinion, rather, and that view on it. So hopefully you'll be interested in this show and interested in the next, and so on and so forth. One of the things that we're really interested in here in the Caffeination is bringing you this show by our sponsor. So whether you're in business or you simply want to share something with family or friends, email and voicemail just aren't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, an online meeting solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and your friends. GoToMeeting makes it easy to provide training and share information with coworkers, family, and friends. All you need is your PC, an internet connection, and a phone. You invite people to meet you online, your attendees see your computer screen on their monitors, and best of all, you can meet as long as you want, as often as you need, for only one flat rate. But don't take my word for it. You should all try it for yourselves. Free for 45 days, no credit cards needed. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and type in the promo code PODCAST. That's PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, the Try It Free button, and the promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right, well, again, thank you very much for GoToMeeting being a continued sponsor here in the Caffeination. There's a couple other ad deals that we're looking into right now, see if it works out. We've heard from a couple people out there who tell us the products they really don't want to hear on the show. Don't want to mention the products yet, but I'm pretty sure we're not going to be advertising anything by that particular computer company, Mike. I think we've said it before, but, you know, I'm not sure. A lot of people don't want us advertising for Dell, basically. Trust me, not a real big fan of that company myself, so I don't think we're going to be getting very many advertising dollars, because I'm a pretty honest guy, so if I accept money to review something for somebody, I'm going to tell you about it, but I'm also not going to give that company any kind of special treatment. It's like, you know, if I found out GoToMeeting did something to your computer, I'd tell you about it. I'd be very fair and honest. Yeah, they're sponsoring the show, but they don't pay for the content that's after their ad, so hopefully everybody out there understands that. So if we take a sponsor or something like that, there's no good press associated with anything. Yeah, just ask Apple. But still, I mean, it's been kind of fun around here. Hopefully you're going to enjoy what we have going for you today. Strange noises in the background. I have no clue what's happening. I do know there's one heck of an interesting football game going on right now, and my brother-in-law's been updating me. Right now I believe it's tied, so we're watching the Indianapolis Colts and the New England Patriots right now, so kind of an interesting game going on, but on to the news. We have a tech tidbit section today that I really think you're going to find interesting. It's definitely well into the offbeat category. There's a whole lot of crazy stuff in there that I really didn't think I would find out there today. There's some general information to throw out there for you. As always, just a couple little things, people we are affiliated with and so forth. Then there's the caffeinated bits. That's a couple little fresh, brand new articles that you're going to hear today. Hopefully you're going to enjoy them as well. All right, first up, we should get to our PodSafe music. There's only going to be one tonight. It's an artist we played here before on the Caffeination, and we really enjoy their content. So first up, we have here the Beat Assassins from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, and their song Going Crazy. So tell me what you think of this one. Yeah. That there was the Beat Assassins from the PodSafe Music Network and their song Going Crazy. Hopefully you liked that. Had kind of a great little rhythm heading on through it, so a good little beat as per the name of the band. But still, good stuff. It's the kind of stuff that we usually listen to after the podcast's over. It's one of the songs that just kind of rattles around your head. You know, the beat just keeps going on and on and on. So that's good stuff here. So hopefully you'll enjoy the rest of the show just as much as we enjoyed that song. First up here, we have the Tech Tidbits section. Now, what I'd like to do is take a little minute or three to explain what we consider to be tech tidbits. You know, I mean, it might be self-evident to some people, but other people might not. It's not just any news we find online. There usually has to be some kind of bent on technology. So every once in a while we get called on the carpet, and there's one of those things here. There's one of those stories towards the end. I'll explain a little bit more when we get there. I just like to throw out content that I think you're going to enjoy. Sometimes it's just links that we pass over in the show, and like, you know what, you should really head on over here. And just for instance, if you were listening to this podcast over the stream at the Tech Podcast Network, you can find it at www.caffination.com. All right, so with that in mind, any of the links we talk about here at today's show are in our show notes. And if you'd like to be included in the show notes, you can get it sent to your inbox or everything else like that. You can just send us an email at caffeination@gmail.com, say, hey, add me to your list. Or you could also head on over to the site and register. It gives you access to the background of the site a little bit. I mean, hey, if you start sending us enough comments, enough suggestions and things like that, you might actually become an author on our site, start adding to the blog postings and stuff like that. I see some of the bigger podcasts out there have like 3 or 4 people. Some of them are just just listeners or something like that. We'd like to try and develop that kind of community. We'd like to try and keep people coming back. So if there's something on the show you like, you find interesting, please let us know. So, or if something you hate, do the same thing there. All right. First up from the Tech Tidbit section, we have a little story talking about something that they're doing in India. It's biometric ATMs. Now, for those of you who don't know, what biometric is, it means it's a... simplified, it's like basically a fingerprint reader or a retina scan for your eye, or there's a whole bunch of different kinds of scans that they can use. Sorry about that. But it's basically, it uses your bodily functions as the authentication. So most of the fingerprint scanners you honestly used to be able to defeat with a dismembered finger, shall we say, somebody's finger who might not be living. But all the new ones have like a pulse sensor. So if the person's not there, not alive, it's not really going to work. But the reason that this is so important is the literacy rate in rural India, actually most of India, is not very high. So you have a lot of very poor people with very little money. So rather than, theft is a very common occurrence. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to induce people to start using the banking system and trying to bring them into the modern culture by saying you don't need to know how to read and write. All you have to do is put your finger on the little block and it gives you access to all your money. And there's audio prompts and everything like that. So it's a really good system. It's a really good idea. And I don't know how the UI works for it. I don't know how the whole user interface and how you can figure out everything if you really can't read. I'm assuming it's audio or maybe like pictures and stuff like that. Money coming out of their scheme, money going in. I don't know, but it's still a great idea, and we really need to kind of step this up a little bit. And, I was thinking about that. You know what? In the United States, what we need is we need biometric voting. So everybody goes, they get their fingerprint done, and then that's all you have to do. You scan your fingerprint. Yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no. You can't get much more fail-safe than that. How are you going to end up going to 3 different polling places or any of the shenanigans that happen? So I just thought I'd touch on that and we keep moving on. Now another strange thing out there. It's a good and a bad thing. There's apparently a version of Windows Vista shipping for $259. It's called their Signature Edition. It's a limited number. There's only going to be 20,000 of them made. So it's numbered across the front, and it's signed by Bill Gates. We're assuming that it's some kind of embossed signature or something like that, but that's not what I'm really impressed with. While that seems kind of hanky and weird, and I don't know. I don't really know anyone who would say, oh, dude, I have a signed version of Windows Vista. Maybe the Mac, the Mac kind of thing would go, like, dude, I have a signed version by Steve Jobs himself. Nobody really waits with bated breath for Bill Gates to speak. That kind of a cult of personality is more surrounding the Apple camp than it is the Microsoft camp. So I'm not really sure how well this is going to do. But then again, it does seem to be a relatively inexpensive bundle. I don't know exactly what's in it, but it's still kind of cool. What struck me the most, and this is always, this has always bothered me about Windows packaging, it's always full of crap. I mean, there's no other way to say it. There's junk everywhere. There's little ads. There's, you know, this is sponsored by this. This does this. You need this, 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 and this, and this. And you have to ask your sister's brother's cousin mother before you can use it. So, I mean, it's just so bogged down in, like, lawyerese that it makes just looking at the packaging almost a stressful event. So when you look at this package, and you really do need to check out the package. It's beautiful. That's the only word to describe it. It has soft lines. One of the corners is rounded out. The graphics that are across the front of it are unbelievably nice. It just looks like something Apple would do, to be quite honest with you. It's not like they emulated what Apple does. Other than the black packaging. It just looks like somebody actually took time to say, this is our product, we are proud of it, and this is how it's being presented. So with that in mind, that's how I hope that Vista comes across. So here's hoping with bated breath, you know what I mean? All right, and we have two little links here that we're just going to file this under way too much time on their hands. The first one is the Meru family in, I don't know, where are they? Appears to be somewhere in the Far East. I'm actually confused on where it is. But apparently they assembled a life-size statue of a Gundam. Now, if you don't know what a Gundam is, it's kind of like Voltron, Transformers, anything like that. It's the newest rendition of this giant robot trend. Yeah, they have a giant replica of one, complete with the gun and everything else. So it's just... It's kind of ridiculous, and just to fill out the geek profile, the kid's standing next to it with what appears to be a lightsaber. It doesn't appear to be one of the Force FX ones, but it is a red lightsaber, so he does get points for that. And then, the next thing that we have to file under too much time on your hands is a larger-than-life Lara Croft statue. And this isn't just any kind of statue. This is a real one. Apparently, there's some kind of market for fake Lara Croft statues. But this one only weighs 60 pounds. It's a 6'6" tall. That's around 2 meters for all of you people in the metric world. And it's a $610 item on eBay currently, and it has a $200 shipping fee. But he's willing to waive that if you're going to anywhere near Vegas and you're willing to pick it up. Yeah, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and they really don't want to know what you do with the statue after the fact. But I don't know, I thought I'd throw it up there. Again, it's more offbeat news, you know what I mean? All right, another one we're going to file a little bit under too much time on your hands is talking about Apple Chic. Well, everybody's always looking for the next greatest and best thing with Apple. So there's a lot of people out there with very good skills for Photoshop. What they like to do is they try and imagine the strangest things that Apple could come up with. So there's a link over on Gizmodo to some of them. And the first one up there is a Apple version of Rubik's Cube. Everything's white. All the little tiles are white on the standard Rubik's Cube, except for the center tile on each side is actually the Apple logo, and under it has the perfect tagline. It says, "You'll just know." By the way, that little click you heard there as we had to watch the end of the game. There was like 1 minute left, and it was just an awesome game. In case you didn't know by now, you can listen to this podcast whenever, but still, it's like Colts won, so it's awesome. But anyway, back to the tech news here. As I said before, I'm a very avid sports fan for being a geek at the same time, but still. The next little product that we have here from Apple, or the faux Apple as it would be, is the Apple washing machine. They have it's a front loader washing machine, and the actual glass actually is frosted to look like the Apple logo. So that's all right. It's kind of funny. The next one's the iDate. Looks kind of like a Ken doll without a face. Has an Apple logo instead of a face. Has the little iPod screen, and it has all the different choices that you can have in the middle. It says, "Hello, you look lovely. Can I take your coat? Lovely. I love romantic comedies, and would you like to cuddle?" And then for some reason there's the click wheel in the middle of it, and a port for the headphones where the belly button is. The iFribulator has the little iPod clicking, and it has the defibrillator paddles. The iParasite has like iPod stuff implanted inside what looks like a tick. There's another one that's pair of Hooters restaurant girls that have the O's turned into apples. That was all right. I mean, it wasn't really anything interesting. Crop Circle, iCrop Circle was pretty fun. It's just a it's just a logo. The iPotty is honestly my personal favorite for the entire page. The click wheel, as it were, would be the toilet seat, and the screen is on the basin of the toilet thing. There's a power button where the flush handle is. And, sorry about that, but to make it even better, on the screen it reads number one, number two, read paper. So, all the stuff out there, I mean, Apple has a whole lot of fans, whole lot of people really pulling for it, but some of the stuff is just off the wall that their fans come up with. I gotta admit, though, that I really love some of the mock-ups that people do. Before people knew what the iPhone looked like, there was about 55 billion different little graphics that were floating out there, and some of them came really close to it. You almost have to wonder if Apple, peruses the fan sites and say, hey, you know what, that's actually a really good idea. Maybe we should try and do that. But, alright, next little bit up here in Tech Tidbits is from the blog.sci-fi.com/tech, so it's the sci-fi tech blog, Real Men Pack the Teddy. There's a new teddy bear out there. It's called the Emergency Bear. It's loaded with comforting supplies. It's pretty much anything you could possibly need in an emergency. For some reason, there's slippers there. I don't know why. There's medical gloves, sunglasses, different kinds of medical equipment, heating patches, a cell phone charger, a flashlight, extra batteries, a sleep mask. It's just crazy. I don't know how much it costs, but it's really kind of cool. It's an interesting idea. It's a way to keep the essentials close by, but still. Now, another thing that's been making the rounds on a lot of different blogs and stuff like that, there's another link from the sci-fi blog, but it was also on a couple other different ones. It says, beware the knife with no metal. Apparently, somebody found a way to make artificial sapphire, white sapphire, and they put it into a bone handle with actual rubberized grips on it, and it's a very what looks like to be a very effective knife there, and they said, oh my god, you know, this could be snuck onto airplanes, and you know, this is something that people really need to watch out for, basically because there's no metal in this knife and it's unbelievably razor sharp. Well, I have a couple links up over there. It tells you this is by no means an outlier, shall we say. This just happens to be a very well-designed one. This is what people in prison call a shiv. It's basically, you could take a plastic spoon, you know, or a toothbrush or something and sharpen it up, but just enough to puncture somebody. I mean, you can make weapons out of things that aren't metal. So metal detectors will only get you so far. I do believe the x-ray screeners that they have at the airport don't just look for metal. They actually also look for the shape of the objects that are in your bag. So if they see something that looks like a knife, but it doesn't register as metal, they're probably still going to take a look-see. So something tells me that this knife, while it may be pretty, really probably wouldn't get through security. But then again, also a link that I don't have up on the show. I lost it sometime. But there's an investigation right now because apparently some 9-year-old kid ran away from his parents or his mother in Chicago, talked his way through airport security, got on an airplane with a boarding pass that no one knows how he got. He did not pay for this seat. He used someone else's name. This is a 9-year-old, people. Flew to Texas, then somehow led police on an 80-mile-an-hour chase. Yes, a 9-year-old stole a car and was driving at 80 miles an hour and led police on a chase. So, first of all, this kid has a wonderful life of crime, or a stuntman in front of him. But still, it's just crazy to think of that. But and you know, with all the talk about airport security, there was one really lovely quote from, like, I think it was the head of the TSA. He says, "Yeah, we've spent..." Again, pardon me. He says, "We've spent billions of dollars, perfecting these security equipments. We've spent hundreds of hours irritating and inconveniencing the American public, and somehow a 9-year-old got through. What do you think that makes us look like?" So, I mean, I think I might have ad-libbed a little bit on the end, but, I mean, that's basically the feeling from his statement. I really wish I could find the article right now, but I want to get this thing posted. So just thought a interesting little thing to put out there. Now, the next up, there's apparently a new version of Vista that's just going to come out in Japan Not really, but still, it's somebody did a little homage to Windows by making sushi out of a Windows laptop and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's kind of an interesting little thing. Thought I'd throw it up there, let you see it. And then the last little bit from Tech Tidbits today before we get to Tidit, this day in tech, is just because it's there. This was on one of the tech blogs, and this is one of the things that I told you about had nothing whatsoever to do really with technology, other than the fact that I found it on the internet. It's just one of those things that I think you'll all get a kick out of. You really need to head on over there. It's the last link. It says just because it's there. It's a humorous what basically says, yeah, it's a hilarious elevator prank. So basically somebody hits the elevator button and there's a camera in the background, and then hijinks ensue, shall we say. It's over from mopo.ca. It's a fun little site there, but if you should head on over to caffeination.com, check it out. And I don't want to ruin the surprise, so you should really watch the video yourself. Then we have Tidit today. There's 2 days in tech that I really wanted to talk about. First, the 20th was Will Wright's birthday, the man who co-founded Maxis Games, started of the Sim City, Sim Ant, Sim Tower, Sim Farm, Sim Earth, The Sims, one of the best-selling game designers in history. His birthday was the 20th of January, and then the 21st of January has two interesting little things. First off, a couple of very popular game franchises started out. In 1994, Nintendo released Wario Land, Super Mario Land 3 for Game Boy. And in 1998, Capcom released Resident Evil 2 for the PlayStation. It's a funny or wonderful game. And then finally, the other bit of little high-tech stuff is the Concorde Jet had its first flight. So there's a link to the Concorde Jet over in Wikipedia. They started round-trip flights in... I believe 1967 was the first year that they had regular commuter flights, so it's kind of interesting. Then, of course, they believe they stopped in 2002, maybe, but still. All right, that just about wraps it up for Tech Tidbits here today. A little bit more on general information. This show, as always, is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. You can head on over to techpodcast.com, check out all of our brethren shows, brothers in tech, I guess it would be. But still, it's kind of interesting to head on over there and check out all the other stuff that people have posted. We're also proudly listed in Blueberry. That's B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. That's Blueberry without the E's. It's a... It's a social podcasting network site. It's kind of fun to go over there. Again, just look around. Give yourself a sampling of all the different shows that I listen to, all the shows that listen to me, a little bit back and forth. And then there's the obligatory Dig This Show. If you like our show, click there. If you have an account on Dig, give us a little vote or two. All right, and then finally we have a little bit of caffeinated bits for you today. I told you there wasn't too much general information, just the normal stuff. All right, that's right, the coffee just keeps on coming. One of the benefits of running a coffee-related podcast is that everyone in your family and everyone that you talk to about the podcast, for some reason or another, just starts giving you coffee. So there are very few times during the year where I say, you know what, I need coffee. I mean, first of all, because I buy a fair trade coffee from Sam's Club, believe it or not, and it's, there's large quantities of it. It's almost a 55-gallon drum, basically, but still. It's kind of interesting to see some of the stuff that people give me. My wife's mom, Linda, gave me a wonderful, interesting kind of a Kona coffee. What is it? It's like mistletoe something or other, but it's Kona coffee, and Kona coffee is a varietal of coffee that comes from Hawaii. So it's kind of an interesting little flavor. I've had Kona before. It's a very deep, rich flavor, so hopefully I'll be able to report back to you on how that brew exactly tastes. And, that's pretty much interesting. If you have coffee that you think I might enjoy or something, send me a link to wherever it is. I'm always up for trying new stuff, especially if it's fair trade certified or anything like that. But let's see what else we got. Sweet relief and a damn fine drink. All right, there's one thing I always wanted to know. It's like, do you ever... It doesn't have to be coffee. It doesn't have to be anything else. It's when you're in the middle of the day and, there's just something that you need. It's like... It's not that you're hungry, it's not that you're thirsty, or anything like that. It's just your body requires something. And every once in a while, it's just an extra cup of coffee for me, or it's it's an iced coffee, or even it's a glass of water or anything else like that. I was just wondering if anybody else had the same kind of thing. It was weird. I was in work today, I'd already had my coffee for the morning, and I was buzzing and going and flying and everything, and then I just started feeling... I don't know. Maybe it's like a jonesing. You know, maybe it's something else. It's hard to describe exactly what it is, but you feel this overwhelming urge. You know what I need? You know what would complete this whole scenario that we have going here? I need more coffee. Or, you know, it could even be like at the end of a hard day, it's like you need that beer just to finish off the day. And people always seem to get uptight when you say, oh, you need coffee. You must be addicted to it. No, I'm not really addicted to coffee. I like coffee a lot, and I don't plan on stopping. Or every once in a while, if somebody says, oh, man, you know what? I really need a beer. You don't need a beer. You're right. I don't need a beer, but a beer would help the situation along. Or it would be an enjoyable beverage at this particular point in time. So it's kind of one of the little rambles that's been rattling around in my head for a couple days, and this just happened to be one of those days where I had that feeling, so I decided to throw it out there, see if anybody else had anything. And then the last thing, which kind of stuck in my craw midway through the workday, I actually went out and grabbed a quick cup of coffee, again, because I needed it, I let it sit on my desk for about like 30 minutes after drinking about half of it. I looked down at the label and it says, caution, hot, and there's a giant exclamation point next to it, and I drank it and it was cold. And I wasn't surprised by this fact, but I'm sitting there looking at it going, you know, what they really need to do is, if you remember a little while ago in the mid-90s, they had this toy out called Micro Machines, where they would actually change color, you know, based on the temperature. And we actually have a rubber ducky from my sister who gave it to us for, you know, when we were giving Paul Jr. a bath. You put the duck in the water and you pick it up, and if the water's too hot, the word hot appears on the bottom of the duck. So why is it that they can't make ink that does that? I mean, I know it might be a little bit more expensive, but, you know, how about if caution hot only appears if the actual beverage is hot? Because otherwise it's false advertising. I'm here expecting a nice steamy cup of coffee, and I got a nice cold cup of coffee instead. But still, I mean, I don't know. It's a non-issue, really, but it's just one of those things where when your brain's going 16 different ways and you see something, it kind of trips a switch in the middle of it, and you go, hey, why don't they ever really do that? So that's about it for the show. Hopefully you enjoyed this today's show. It's kind of a strange episode. Again, there was only one bit of PodSafe music. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Again, that was the Beat Assassins with Going Crazy from the PodSafe Music Network. If you'd like to send us comments, suggestions, feedback, hate mail, whatever else you'd like to do, first of all, you can leave a comment under the episode. Second of all, you could email me at caffeination@gmail.com. Or you could go on over to our website, which is at www.caffeination.com. Our MySpace account is over at myspace.com/caffeination. And our personal blog is over at puzzlepiecepro.com/blog. So hopefully you enjoyed this show. Again, this is Caffeination 099, the last of two significant digits here. Next on up for Caffeination 100. Thanks for listening, everybody, and stay caffeinated, people.